Watershed Voice, community-supported journalism.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards podcast. You've got me, Lane, returning from a short little hiatus. Got a little bit to cover this week. Not going to be a whole lot to discuss. We're kind of at the doldrums of the sports season. Really recapping the last episode. Thank you guys, everyone, for listening in to Kendra and I discuss the Women's College World Series. Odyssey Alexander was an absolute revelation. I believe she was first tournament team, I believe. Oklahoma, of course, ended up winning it all. Actually took one against Florida State, which Kendra and I said, don't be surprised Florida State sneaks in. And what happened? Just hate to say I told you. Anyway, so before I really dive into my topic for this week, if you guys have not yet, make sure you follow, like, share us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you've not yet, please subscribe to the podcast on Instagram, or not Instagram, excuse me, on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, you name it, we're on it. I greatly appreciate it. If you can, give me 5 stars. If not, let me know what I can do to improve, and I'll be sure to do it. So with that, guys, I'm just going to go ahead and discuss the topic this week, and it's really Detroit versus everybody. So about 4 weeks ago, I actually got in a minor Twitter beef with Joy Taylor from Colin Cowherd's podcast, The Herd. And basically they were talking about Dan Campbell and him coming to the podium wearing a Grand Prix helmet. Wore it for probably 30 seconds, took a question in it for his press conference, and then took it off and just continued to go. Well, you listen to Cowherd and Joy, and they say that, you know, only stupid people like this, and, you know, Brian Flores would never do that. And I called him out on it, called out Joy Taylor on it. And they said, well, you ever think you see Bill Belichick do that? And I said, you know, you guys thought we had a Belichick-like type coach. And we saw what happened. Now we're burning. Everything's burnt down, or we're welding it back up. And I guess this really just begs the question, because then the Pistons successfully pulled off the fade for Cade, actually won the NBA draft lottery. So Cade Cunningham, by all signs, is going to be a Detroit Piston on July 29th, which is huge for us, huge for the city. But again, you can't help but national pundits shitting on the Pistons, saying, well, I don't think Cade is going to be that good as any other year. He wouldn't be the number one overall pick, and yada, yada, yada. And the next breath, they'll say, you know, this is the deepest draft we've had in years for the NBA. And it really begs the question, what does the national pundits and sports media have against Detroit? You look it over. I mean, Skip Bayless was somebody that called it out and said that, you know, that Cade wasn't going to be that good and just not a good fit. But I mean, if you were to look at it, and if say the Clippers are sitting there at one and they won the lottery, or say if Golden State won it, because Golden State's got 2 lottery picks this year. I mean, everybody would be losing their minds over Cade Cunningham going to one of these cities. But because it's Detroit, it's a joke, and nobody cares to listen to it. And to me, that's completely and totally asinine. You look at, I think, as Chris Sims came out with his quarterback rankings for the season, and Stafford now is the 8th, according to him, and then you're seeing other pundits follow along, is the 8th best quarterback in the league. Meanwhile, Jared Goff is the 31st, ranked behind Cam Newton and Mac Jones. Mac Jones, who has never taken a single snap in the NFL, also behind Trevor Lawrence and behind Zach Wilson. Why? I mean, last year, yeah, Goff didn't have a spectacular year, but I mean, what the hell? It's because he playing for the Lions now that all of a sudden he's trash and he's the worst quarterback ever. And then now because Stafford's on the Rams, that the Rams are that he's suddenly, oh my God, that talent, I see it, I understand it. I mean, the same commentators last season were dunking all over Stafford, saying, oh, he's no good, he's not a winner, da 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 da. But now you listen to him and, oh, Rams Super Bowl favorite. Stafford's leading them promised land because of Matt Stafford. It's unfortunate that you see just this constant, I guess you could say, just dumping on Detroit. I think it's easy to say that you think of Detroit, you know, from 2008 instead of the Detroit in 2018, as the city where, you know, the city faced tough times, but now it's really starting to rebuild, and it's rebuilding in a huge way. I think Detroit is one of the best sports cities in the nation. I think you've got with Ann Arbor right down the road, Michigan State right down the road. I mean, that the east side of the state is a mecca, I feel like, for sports. I mean, the Red Wings are probably the greatest franchise in hockey history. Pistons have a rich history. I mean, the Lions, they don't have a history, but I think they're starting to turn that around. And the Tigers have a great history. And the Tigers have been hit with a rough stretch. But now, I mean, after my who I thought was close and who's not podcast, the Tigers have really turned it on, and they're sitting third in the Central right now. Casey Mize has proven to be an absolute phenom. He's setting all sorts of records for rookies and Tigers pitchers, probably going to be the rookie of the year for the AL. Tarik Skubal doing great in the Matt Manning, just got called up, and Matt Manning looks really good. Riley Green's raking down in minors, Torque's raking. I mean, the Tigers are almost there. And I think they're a lot closer than people realize. And I think that's the AJ Hinch effect. But getting back on topic a little bit, I just think it's easy for sports pundits to really just kind of to rip Detroit because they know nothing about it. Joy Taylor ended up later saying, well, I've got family from Detroit and it was not, no offense, and da 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 da. Well, I mean, if you understand about the city and you say, well, I have family here, then you understand how passionate the fans are. I think Lions Twitter is probably one of the toughest, he has each other's back Twitter I think I've ever seen. And I think that's where the fans are as a whole. I think Detroit sports, it's us against everybody, and we've really adopted that philosophy ever since Joy came out in, was it 2014, 2015? The Cowboys game when we got screwed over in the playoffs and Droit just said Detroit versus everybody and he nailed it. I think that's the embodiment of Michigan sports as a whole. I think everybody looks down on Michigan as a sports state saying, well, you're not the California or Georgia or Florida, but we have good athletes, we have great teams, and we have even better fans. And it's unfortunate again that the national sports media continues to dump on us, but like I had said to Joy Taylor, don't hop on the bandwagon when Campbell succeeds, because there's no room for you. And I mean, and I feel like that's the truth of it. We ride together, we die together. So if you're not riding, then it's Detroit versus everybody. So I don't know, guys. Like I said, it's a real quick episode. I really don't have too much this week. Like I said, I mean, it's just gonna be real short. I mean, there's not a lot going on. Like I said, we hit the doldrums, all-star game for MLB is coming up. Stanley Cup finals going on right now. Got the Habs against the Lightning, and you've got the NBA playoffs winding down. You got the Suns against the Clips, which that's been an incredible season or a series. Nobody really saw Phoenix making it to the Western Conference Final. Devin Booker is looking every bit like a future star in the league. Then you got Giannis against Atlanta and Trae Young. And Trae Young is also really fitting that bill right now that he's going to be a star in the league as well. So, I mean, those are two really good series to watch. I think it's good for the NBA. National sports media doesn't like it because they're smaller market teams. But I think at the point of this podcast is screw the national sports media. We can set the tone and they don't. So there's that. I think in the next couple weeks, I think in a month, like I said, we've got the NBA draft. So I would probably be doing an NBA mock draft special. Probably we'll try to get a special guest on. We'll probably end up just doing the lottery, or maybe we'll do the whole draft. It's interesting because the NBA is such a hard thing to predict, a little bit harder or a lot harder than the NFL. So we'll have that. MLB draft is the 11th. I won't be doing a mock draft for that because I'm not going to lie to you guys. I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. So there's that, guys. So just kind of keep an eye out for more content. And you know, guys, let me know. Let me know what you think. What is this? Why is the narrative of Detroit sports that it's a god awful sports city and everybody there is terrible? What do you guys think? And if you do have an opinion, do you think Detroit's coming out of it? I personally do. I think Tigers are on the up and up. I think the Pistons could push for a play-in spot next year for the playoffs. By all signs, they've got one hell of a talented roster. I think the Red Wings trust the Iser plan. Steve Yzerman has absolutely gotten the draft picks in line for the Red Wings for success. And then you have the Lions with Dan Campbell. Coaching staff is top-notch. Front office seems to be on top of it, and they seem like they want to win. So we'll see what happens. But with that, guys, I'm going to close this puppy down. Just another week. Thank you guys for listening. If you guys have not yet, make sure you subscribe to Watershed Voice. It's very important to me, Alec, and our community to have community sponsored journalism. It's great service, great product. I've subscribed and I'll keep subscribing to it. So with that, guys, be safe. 4th of July weekend. I'm actually going to a Tigers game on the 4th. So good luck, Tigers. Have a safe time, you guys. Be safe. Drink a cold beer, relax, and watch some Tigers. So with that, guys, go green.